The Darkest Hour, Ella Marconi, Book 2. Written by Catherine Howell and read by Caroline Lee. The wind howled between the buildings like a creature from an Arctic nightmare as Lauren peered into the wreck, then turned to the cop beside her. He's dead. The cop gestured to the rescue squad. They'd all known, of course, when half the man's head was missing. It didn't take a medical expert to figure it out. But waiting for a paramedic say-so was just one way in which the services worked together. And Lauren liked it like that. This sense of professional courtesy was the same reason why she didn't get back into the ambulance, but stayed out in the cold with the fire officers, who kept their hoses charged in case the crashed car burst into flames, and the general duties cops who were there to guide the patchy 2 a.m. traffic past the scene. Lauren shifted from foot to foot, chin tucked inside her parka and hands deep in her pockets. Sydney winters weren't that bad really, but tonight that wind worked its way down her neck and up her trouser legs and eventually blew straight through her as if she wasn't even there. She left the lee of the ambulance and tried the shelter of the police rescue vehicle, then finally stood right up close to the fire truck, which was putting out heat from its pump-running engine. Still, she ached from shivering by the time the police lifted the dead driver out onto the body bag and the government contractor's white van pulled into view. Freed from the possible need to transport the body, she said a quick goodbye and floored the ambulance over to Gilly's all-night cafe on Broadway. With the precious coffee steaming in the holder between the seats and the heater whirring at top speed under the dash, she then backstreeted her way over to standby at Paddington Station. This was the lot of the officer working single for the shift. You were the prime choice if a body ever had to be transported, and you got sent all over to fill in spaces when crews were busy. She didn't mind being one out. It was better than working with some officer who was all pissed off about being dragged in from the western suburbs. Best of all, of course, was working with Joe Vandermeer, her shift partner for the last 2 years, but he'd called in sick tonight. She kept the wheel straight with her knee for a moment so she could press her hands to the heater vents. With a bit of luck, she'd get to stay at Paddo for a while, dozing in the warmth of the station. Though the way the radio had been going off, she doubted. A man bolted from an alley on her left and she grabbed for the wheel and hit the brakes. A thought flashed through her head. This won't look good coming so soon after the accident with the bus, hitting a pedestrian. Oh, Jesus, stop, stop, stop! As the weight and momentum of the ambulance kept it moving forward. But then the man was out of the way and running down the street.